dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can create the content on the site, submit different things. It's a very community-oriented site, much like fr33agents.com, which we talked about a lot last hour. Freetalklive.com is like a news aggregator for the Liberty community, or that's mostly who uses it. Anybody who listens to the show can use it. Go to freetalklive.com and get logged in, and you can submit show prep and vote on other people's suggestions. Vote on what you want to hear us talk about. Of course, there's no guarantee we will, because we take calls about anything. So if you really want us to talk about something, you should call in with it. 855-450-free, just like Rob has done, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Only the second time I've ever called you, and the last time was earlier this summer.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I don't always agree with everything you say, but a lot of stuff I do.
That's okay.
If you kind of remember this about me, is that I am a reserve police officer here in Indiana.
All right.
Which means I don't get paid, but I have police powers, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, my dad did this. Posse is another term for it, right?
I'm sorry?
Posse is another term for it, right?
No, we're not a posse.
Okay.
Must be a southern thing.
Yeah, maybe it was. I mean, he was part of the sheriff's posse, and that was, in sort of the reserves.
Yeah, but this is an actual, go through the training and all that stuff. So kind of explain that to you guys.
He had a uniform and a gun. Yep.
Yep, wow. Same thing. Well, about the sovereign citizens, I'll tell you what, I hope I never have to encounter one of them, because not all of them are peaceful, loving, want to be left alone and all that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Neither are anybody else that you pull over.
No.
Oh, absolutely. Like a lot of times they only point out the bad cops, but they only point out, and sometimes they only point out the good sovereigns. I mean, there was the last name McCain, he and his son, who gunned down two officers in West Memphis, Arkansas not too long ago.
Yep.
And then, thank goodness, I'm glad that both of them were gunned down in a Walmart parking lot. The guy preached hate.
Are these people who claim to be sovereigns?
These are the sovereign citizens, so-called sovereign citizens is what they call themselves.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I've seen the video. I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, because police around the country have been given information about this so-called sovereign citizen movement recently, and basically been told that, these are the new domestic terrorists. And it's unfortunate that there are some people that are violent out there in the world, because people tend to think in groups, and they shouldn't, but they tend to. And so they'll look at the incident you're talking about, where basically two guys didn't want to be harassed by the cops, and they were very violent, and they pulled out machine guns, basically, and shot at some cops.
But if you're
going to
use people who are in groups as an example, I would say there's been far more crime and killing committed by police officers
than by
sovereign citizens.
Right, because the only time they ever really bring up an example is that one case of those two guys going crazy and shooting people. But it's real. It did happen.
There's some guys in Alaska that were threatening to do it, right?
That's true.
Kind of a militia.
There was also a group in Texas. There was a group in Texas that was preaching hate not too long ago.
Well, there was also a Fed in Alaska who was kind of ginning some of that up, too. So
is that so?
Yeah, there's always some. In a lot of these cases, there's some
tends
federal
to be a Fed at the bottom of these
trying
things,
stoke violence. But you're right. I mean, So let's address this.
I don't ever want to come across one. I'll be honest with you, because
why
I did
do you
this stuff
say
for
that?
Free.
Because you think they're mostly violent?
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
And do you have a reason to believe that?
I know quite a few sovereigns, and I'll tell you, these are not violent people. In my experience, the ones that I have met.
What is it in the nature of a sovereign that you think is threatening?
Well, because they don't agree to the ideals, and sometimes you try to explain to them the law that they don't want to abide by, but I am required to enforce, then they would get enraged. That's what I'm afraid of that would happen.
Well, right. And I think their anger is justified. I think their anger is justified.
A simple example, like driving. Driving, by the law, okay, please bear with me, by the law, is a privilege, not a right. And in order to drive on the road, you must have insurance, because I sure as heck don't want to hear my family getting hit by somebody who's not financially responsible.
Just so you know, I agree with buying insurance, but in New Hampshire, it's not required by the law, and everything's okay here. Because you can always buy insurance to cover yourself from uninsured drivers. So you
but
can buy
that. Motorist protection doesn't always cover everything you need. But that's either here or there. I don't want to go off on a tangent like that. But you try to tell them, okay, Star, you don't have this or that, and then they get enraged. Well, I don't want to have to for something that's so minuscule. I'm hoping that they don't. I don't want to be violence used against me because I want to go home to my family.
So right. Don't you have discretion and you can just back down? Oh, this is one of those sovereign people. He obviously doesn't agree with what I'm doing, and you can just say, you know, I'm just going to leave you alone. Have a nice night. I mean, that would.
That's just setting an example, though.
Yeah, but the example is you're only going to interact with people who want to interact with you, and you're going to leave everyone else alone.
Well, that's just it. But he's worried that that's going to encourage more people to join this movement, and that's why the police crack down on people that want to be free, because if they just allow people to be free, then other people will get into their head that they might actually be able to be free if they tried to be free, because the cops aren't enforcing these laws.
Remember, this person did something to garnish my attention. I don't go over, me personally, I don't go looking for something just to, you know, I see somebody walking down the street. If I'm working a late shift, I'm not going to see somebody at 3:30 in the morning and say, hey, let me see some ID. What are you doing?
Yeah, but around here,
the last time I got pulled over, so I don't go look for it. But if that person is driving with an expired plate or no plate,
Well, that's what you're saying. There's no crime there. No one's harmed anyone there, and that's what we're talking about. That's why it's so angering to these people, because you're aggressing against them. You're threatening them with being shot if they don't get pulled over because you didn't like the color tag on their car.
Well,
come on,
you know that you will.
I talked to you guys. It was okay. I'm not threatening to shoot anybody.
But do understand. Every time you turn those lights on, it's a threat to shoot them, because what happens?
Or run me off the road.
What happens if I choose not to pull over?
Then that's a crime.
There's a whole bunch of other guys with lights on the top of their cars that are come along. One of those cowboys is going to pull up next to me and blow my tire out if I choose not to pull over. Right?
You can't do that. It's called a pit maneuver, or it would be a spike strip that no one would shoot your tire out.
So they would ram into the car and knock it off the road.
That is a pit maneuver only when it is viable. You have to be specially trained for it. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
But caller,
and spike strips would be something that would slowly deflate a tire, and it wouldn't just blow it out and lose control.
Wouldn't you think that's escalating the risk or danger and violence over and above not having the right color sticker on your car or the right kind of plate?
But like you said, how about that person go ahead and explain to me in a calm manner without taking out their submachine gun
trying
to shoot me?
Yeah.
And then
it's not going
to
solve anything.
Well, here's your ticket, and you can go to court over it.
Sure, deal with the judge.
Or there's times where I have let people go. Honestly, I'd like to say, you know what, man, I know
I
times are tough. I'm going to let you go.
Good.
I'm
you should do that more often. Yeah. You should do that more often. And, look, I just want to say, I understand why people are angry. I used to be that angry guy. I used to be that guy that, thought, boy, I'm going to take as many of these cops out as I possibly can.
Yeah, the gun polishers is what we call them in the movement. The people that just sit around and wait for an excuse. And they're out there. And I don't think they're solving anything. I think their whole lives are wrapped up in this moment that they're imagining, where they're going to have some opportunity to do, I don't know what, make it worse for all of us, I guess.
It's a way to bottle anger, and it's not healthy.
No, it's not, but I understand it. I can empathize with them. Because I've been there, and the reason why people go there, so I mean, I think it's important to talk about why some people are like this, and I am convinced it's a very small minority of people, because if there are as many so-called sovereign citizens as the feds claim there are, 500,000 or something like that, you'd be having cop shootings all over the place if they were really all these hair trigger people that were going crazy.
Absolutely, I agree that you don't hear about that often.
Right, but
not all cops are bad, and not all sovereign citizens are angry.
Agreed,
right. no doubt about that, but I think it's important to understand why they are so angry. And people tend to be angry about these things because, well, they feel like they have no other options.
Yeah, they're backed into a corner.
Right, they're like the cornered animal. They feel like they've run out of options. And, if you want to stick with us, Rob, you're welcome to. We can bring it back here to continue this discussion, because I think it's really important. It's a change that I've had in my life, and I know that there are a lot of other people out there who feel hopeless, and they feel like there's no solution, that just this oppressive police state is closing in around them. They don't agree with it, but they don't know what they can do about it. 855-453. So they try to make their own license plate and license, and they think they can get out of it by saying some magic words. It doesn't work, and then it frustrates them more.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 6, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $17.1930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.6185, $8.8092 for a half ounce, or $440.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.6185, $8.8092, and $440.46.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features for free. We've got ourselves a webcam there. You can go watch, listen, and interact. Derek J. is in the chat room there tonight. And you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. Once again, cam.freetalklive.com, like everything else on our site. It is completely free. Now, the holidays are just around the corner, so it's time for you to start thinking, if you're going to buy some gifts for folks, about what to get them. And WiseFoodStorage.com is a no-brainer. I mean, what family shouldn't be prepared when it comes to unexpected events happening in the future? Whether we're talking about a natural disaster or something man-made, it's an important idea to have something you can count on, some food that you can store and that it can safely be stored for a number of years, in this case up to 25 years, packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. Great stuff, like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. I've had a couple of these things so far. I plan on having more, they're excellent. I mean, considering it's basically super dried food or whatever that you're reheating with boiling water. And you don't even have to have boiling water.
No, you can cook them up with just regular water over time.
Right, like if for whatever reason you can't heat water up, you're in that kind of a dangerous situation.
If you're eating the food that you've stored for 23 years, maybe you don't have hot water.
There's that possibility.
That's a perfect solution.
Yeah, it's really an amazing product. Wisefoodstorage.com is where you can go to learn more. Get a free entree sample.
How can you go wrong? Right.
You don't have to order anything. You can just call them up at 855-FOODWISE today.
Do it now.
And get the free entree. Are they staffing phones right now?
Yes, as far as I know, they do it all the time.
Free entree sample, and of course, when you do decide to order, you can use our promo code, which is FTL. You'll get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's free shipping, 10% off. Use code FTL, wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. We go back to Rob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Rob is a kind of like a part-time cop. You're not on the payroll, but you're on like the sheriff's squad or whatever, the volunteer position. You are issued a gun, and you have a badge. Do you get to drive the cruiser around too?
Absolutely, all by myself even.
Right. So what we were talking about is this so-called sovereign citizen movement, which I have some objections to personally. I think it's contradictory in the first place, but I can empathize with them, and I know where they're coming from, and I've researched some of the same things that they have. I've tried to implement some of their ideas and failed miserably at it, and so I kind of learned the hard way at that.
You just wanted to see whether it would work, and funny,
and
there aren't any magic
words. Yeah, there are no magic words. And, these guys are the kinds of folks that will, create their own driver's license, and they'll
modify the old ones.
Put a private tag on their car, which I have a private tag on my car. So, I still agree with a lot of those. It's on the front.
But it's on the front, and it's a Florida car, so you only have to have a tag on the back.
Right, but
so eventually
I'm going to move it to the back again, and I'm going to do more freedom to travel stuff someday. I'm just not ready for it right now. I've got enough on my plate. But when more people move here to New Hampshire who care about freedom to travel, I mean, right now Michelle Seven is one of those people, and she's actually in the midst of a bunch of court cases about freedom to travel. She's not coming at it from this sovereign citizen kind of perspective. She's just a sovereign human being, and she believes that she should be free to go from point A to point B. And what frustrates some of the ones that turn to violence, as you had called to show your concern about tonight, Rob, what's frustrating to them is that they feel like that they're having this authoritarian system being forced down their throat, and they don't appreciate it very much. And I'm speaking in generalities here. I can't speak for every individual, but this is how I felt. And I didn't like that my friends were being kidnapped and taken and put into cages because they might have tried to enjoy a flower from a plant that they prefer. And I didn't appreciate that people were being stuffed. I don't appreciate right now that there are people that are in jail cells around here for driving. I mean, there's a guy that I was in jail with for a year for driving on a suspended license. Now, mind you, he was not driving unsafe. He was simply driving without the government papers. And, these sovereigns are saying, look, we didn't agree to this. This is not, we didn't consent to this. And if we're not hurting anybody, we should be left alone. And I happen to agree completely with that particular perspective. But I understand why, when in the face of the aggression of the police, people that are doing, the job that you're doing, these cops who in some cases can be very uncompassionate, can act very robotic, can hurt people, can be violent in their own right, and of course they're always threatening violence, as Mark pointed out, that, when you use violence against people, there's a good chance that they're going to come back with violence. It's not, I don't think it's right. I think it's right to use violence in response in general.
It's not effective, that's for certain.
It's certainly not effective.
But you know what, though? Most guys don't get out of the car, though, guys. They don't get out of that car to go up there to be violent. One of the things.
You were violent when you turned on the lights. That's what that's the part. That's the disconnect, I think, here.
Okay,
for you,
well,
Rob,
I disagree with that, but that's okay.
If I don't pull over, I'll be spike stripped. And if I decide that once I get spike stripped, which is what you said would happen, if I decide I want to get spike stripped, and I'm like, no, I'd rather have my freedom. I'm going to run away. Then what are you going to do?
Or just stay in the car. I mean, they'll break your windshield and taser you.
Right. I mean, it always comes down to violence. And the thing is, it's not justified because they haven't hurt anybody. It'd be one thing if you were going after Charles Manson or some...
Okay, but here's the point I'm trying to make, though, guys, is that sometimes they issue their own ID or whatever. Let's get away from the car and the license plate. If they issue their own ID, I don't know if that person is really them or not. What have they done to actually prove that it's them besides writing down...
If you don't know that they're wanted for a crime, then it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter.
That's the point I'm going to right there. Okay, I've listened to you guys. I'm just trying to make my point about this. When I talk to somebody, if I want to get that ID, I want to be able to have my dispatcher run them to make sure that they're not wanted for something.
Okay, so here's a problem for you.
I'll make sure it's not a violent person.
Rob, I've got a problem for you right now. I've got a problem for you. Because when I was driving home from Concord recently, I was pulled over and given a speeding ticket, and the first thing that cop did when she came up to the window was she asked for everyone's identification in the car. And I told her, well, no, you don't get that. And she was kind of surprised by that, but I don't think anyone had ever told her that before. And you don't get that. They don't have to show you their ID. So I don't want to live in your world, Rob, where everyone who you want to show ID has to show you ID. So by your fear-mongering here tonight, any one of those three other people in that car with me could have been packing heat, and you never would have known they had a criminal record. They all could have piled out of that car. You running an identification on somebody isn't going to save your butt, dude. If they want to hurt you, they're going to do it, right?
Well, it also comes down to training as well, because if I see somebody getting itchy, guess what? I'm getting somebody that's going to back me up, or I'm going to the back of my cruiser, and I'm waiting for other people to show there, and I'll have my gun out.
Rob,
if I see something crazy. I mean, it's just, I'm not going to be pointing at the car, but I'm just going to say, hold on, walk away. It's all about training.
No,
it's all about
Rob,
training.
I think it's really nice. I like that you have training.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
And I think it's nice that you volunteer to help your community in this way, but... Can't you just let people, when their crime doesn't involve a victim, like, can't you just let them go? Or are you afraid you'll get in trouble for that? I mean, they can't cut your pay.
Oh, no, I let plenty of people go, man. No kidding there. You're absolutely right there.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, man. You'll have to call us again on this some other time. We appreciate hearing from you. You've got to get some other folks
in. Hey, no problem. I really appreciate it. I love the intro and outro music.
Thanks for the discussion, man. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Look, man, if you're nervous about the person you pulled over, you should only be pulling over violent people. Then it makes sense to be nervous. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get your gun out because you pulled someone over for a tag violation? 1-855-453 because you're afraid of what might happen.
He didn't claim that he was going to.
More coming out. More coming out. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Inviting you online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have for you. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this show, you can do that simply by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks too, like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly forum, and more. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, amp.freetalklive.com.
If you don't have enough time to read books anymore, audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving out time in your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium, digital, spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got books on business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, everything else. It's fast and easy and affordable. I listen to audiobooks all the time and have used Audible. Makes downloading they make it downloading easy for me. You can get a free gold membership today. And a download that comes with a gold membership. All of it at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go there, download Keynes, Hayek, The Clash That Defined Modern Economics. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's one I'd be interested in listening to. I've got a bunch of them that I'd like to listen to. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Pete listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J, and Mark.
Yes, gentlemen. I wanted to mention the post office. I was listening to yesterday's podcast and the misery that the post office is doing their miserable service.
Yeah, cutting back service, dropping it down, stuff that'll take that currently takes a day, starting in January, may take 2 to 3 days, and raising postal rates at the same time while cutting back locations.
Yes, and they're just pathetic service. We relocated our restaurant about a year ago. I called you about that. We were being eminent domain, and I don't know if you remember that. It's been a year, but we relocated about 8 months ago, and we have a different regional post office now that delivers our mail, and we've been there about 3 months and already have had 3 issues trying to collect mail from these guys.
What, do they lose your mail?
Yeah, yeah. They lose
it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, one time I ordered some toner for a printer, a laser printer from Hawaii. The guy was selling a toner. I bought a full set, and he shipped it out. It was over a month later. I contacted the guy. I said, look, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I still haven't received this package. And he said, let me, you know, follow up with the post office, find out what's going on. He never really came back with a, you know, any kind of answer. And finally, about a week later, it shows up. The back package is all busted open, and there's 4 toners in there, but one of them's missing.
Uh-oh.
And there's a note says, you know, if this package is damaged or missing any pieces, please contact our Atlanta office. There's a note from L.A. Apparently it got screwed up in L.A. And, you know, please contact our Atlanta office via mail. So, you know,
via mail.
Via mail?
Is everybody dying to write them a letter?
Exactly. So I sat down, wrote them a letter, and I said, look, if you find this yellow toner, please call me. Or send me an email, or email me, or whatever. But, you know, obviously I never got a response.
Right, and, right. Well, yeah. They can always just claim they lost your letter.
With all these inconveniences, is it even still worth it for your business to use the U.S. Postal Service, or are you going to switch?
Well, it's not me. I was buying it. You know, the seller was using UPS. I mean, USPS.
Okay. That's a good question, though, for anyone doing business on the Internet,
right.
Is how are you going to ship your stuff after this new delay?
I'll tell you, the United States Postal Service has real good feedback from people as far as getting packages to places. It happens, no doubt. And when it does happen, their customer service is crappy.
When stuff gets lost or damaged,
yeah. Then beyond that, they really don't have a good mechanism for dealing with people. But they do manage to get 99.9% of packages.
Are you sure about that percentage?
Pretty darn close. Yeah.
It's not even close to 99% at my location. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, where did you see that number, Mark?
I listened to NPR today.
Oh, NPR. Well, I'm sure they're not biased towards the post office or anything.
Why would NPR be biased towards the post office?
They're funded by the government?
It's a news outlet, man. What do you want? Where are you going to get the anti-post office news outlet? The fact is, the people want the post office because it's cheap. It's subsubsidized by the government, and you know, I mean,
but who really wants to stand in those lines? And who really wants
the customer service stinks when it comes to being in the. Let's talk about
people want cheap.
They do.
No. People want cheap, right? They want effective,
yes.
And they want cheap. And
yep.
The post office may be cheaper than the other options, but it's not effective, and it's becoming less effective over time.
How is it not effective?
Because they don't get the crap there on time.
Well, they don't get it there fast.
It might go missing. If it does go missing, you can't report it. There's no accountability.
No recourse, no tracking numbers.
Nothing.
They have tracking, but it's a joke.
It is a joke. Something I was thinking about the other day is that people with easy-to-deliver-to locations are actually subsidizing the delivery of packages to people with difficult-to-deliver addresses.
Yep.
Well, most
also,
people don't think that far on it.
But that's pretty inconvenient. I mean, if the post office were a private institution, I'm sure there would be different rates that would be cheaper
Correct.
For people that are easy to deliver to.
Sure, that would take a delivery at the post office, general delivery,
rather than having it dropped off.
The whole structure would be different, and I think it's time. I mean, if people are fed up with this, I've heard all my life people are unhappy with the post office. Stop using.
Yeah, how
there's
many people
no redress.
Have said,
that's the problem.
Well,
the post office is a monopoly, and there's no redress.
Right. There. Go ahead, Pete.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just laughing at the conversation. There were a couple other instances. I was waiting on something from the state. We were getting a permission slip to sell alcohol, to sell beer there, and they sent a permit and. It was returned back to the state, and they said they contacted me,
and said it was undeliverable as addressed. It said the business was closed. I said, the business is not closed. We're here every day. It's packed at lunchtime. There's no way that, you know, it's empty. And, you know, so I said, resend it. I said, here's my home address. Send it there. So they sent it there, and I got it. And then just a couple of weeks ago, I got another package from the Internet. It was returned back to the sender. It says undeliverable as addressed. I contacted the seller. I said, no. He said, the post office told him the business was closed.
No,
the business is open. They're delivering during the day. We're packed during the day at lunchtime. I don't know why these people are telling you that. We delivered it, and then he redelivered it, and I finally got it. But I mean,
you got to wonder about that stuff. I mean, is that incompetence, or is it someone that doesn't like you and your business?
I wonder.
I'm wondering. I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, it's only been 8 months already. I mean, how many, you know, I get a bunch of junk mail through there, but the stuff that I want,
yeah.
How many packages have I ordered in 8 months?
Right. Johnny on the spot with the Walmart ad or the Pizza Hut coupon, but getting you
right.
The stuff you're looking
maybe
for.
Maybe the postal carrier just doesn't want to carry a box.
Oh, God, it could just be laziness. Hey, Pete, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what people want is service. They want they want their products to get from point A to point B. They want it to get there cheap as possible.
They want fast, cheap, and high quality. And
you usually can only have two of three, right?
Right. And so you don't get fast with the post office. But I would say that you generally get high quality in that the crap that you send shows up at the place that you sent it.
Well,
and
I think you can get all three. I mean, really, if you think about it, you ship through something like FedEx, and for the cost you're paying to get something sent across the country, it's pretty cheap, all things considered. So I think the market really can deliver it all. But in the paradigm where the post office gets to subsidize their rates, then it always seems like the FedEx and the UPS are the more expensive options, when in fact they're the only ones that are market-based as far as their price.
Plus, they would get even better than they are now, because you only have to be as good as your competition. And with the U.S. Postal Service in existence, they fall short of what they could be.
Out of the mouths of babes.
All right, more coming up. 1-855-450-FREE.
John, what do you want?
1-8, he's not a babe. 1-855-450-3733. He's a handsome young man. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. Still time for you and your thoughts if you want to dial in right now. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
So we've got some breaking news we're going to share with you here in a moment. Also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have for you there, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to or video showing that they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. So Michelle Seven, who has been on the show a number of times in the past, dropped by just to say hi and tell us some exciting news about the freedom movement. I mean, we all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the, well, I don't know if you did join the Free State Project, right?
I did after I moved here, yes.
Right. So we all moved here with the idea of we're going to get together with other people who love liberty. We're all going to concentrate in one place, which to me is the best idea to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And I've done the activism thing alone, and it sucks. And mm-hmm. I've done the activism thing with less than a handful of people, and it's not that great. But being around people, hundreds of other people who love liberty, that makes sense. Being around thousands of them, that'd be even better. So that's the idea behind the Free State Project, and we talk a lot about it on Free Talk Live. Now, one of the competing ideas, kind of in the same vein, has been seasteading. And I'm not as much of a fan of the seasteading idea because, well,
seems like it's escaping the problem, doesn't it?
I tend to agree with that because I don't like the idea that people who are not liberty lovers are being aggressed against. I'm not just in this for the movement or like to help the people that are like just part of the liberty movement. I think it's terrible that anybody has to be put in a cage for, you know, having a plant on their body or driving over a certain arbitrary limit, speed limit or whatever. That bothers me. And I'd like to stop that from happening in at least one area of the world and create, you know, a free market area where people can come and live and, you know, make a better life for themselves.
You want to go fight them someplace.
I don't want to fight anyone.
But injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, they say, right?
I tend to agree with that, although I can't handle everywhere. I can only handle right. my only my local area. But the idea behind the seasteading thing was to build platforms out in the water, basically, and have society on the sea. And I was kind of a critic of it because, like you said, it's kind of escaping the issue. You would pretty much have to have a career that would be allowing you to be very mobile with what you do, or very independently wealthy, because you'd essentially be living on the water all the time. And how interesting that would be, how the internet access would be. Like, there's no real... The idea would be to build a community on the water, and it would essentially be, you know, a rich man's haven for a while. I mean, I don't know how cheap it could be made down the line. Maybe, you know, decades down the line, it could be made into something that the average person could afford. And maybe
I'm all for whatever, getting me free. I'm all for that.
Well, if it works, good on them, and I think that's great. And if they can, you know, show proof of concept, then that's fantastic. As of right now, the seasteading folks have thrown a couple parties, this ephemeral party where they go out and they party on the water, basically at some lake or something like that, and they have fun and try to raise some money for their idea. And there's some pretty big money bags guys, like the guy that founded PayPal, I think, Peter Thiel's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big deal.
He like gave him $500,000 or something like that, and you know, so there, you know, there's some good money behind that movement. Obviously, a lot of people take it pretty seriously, but it looks like the guy who was running the Seasteading Institute has stepped down. Now, seasteading's still there. Somebody else is probably going to take his place, but Patrick Friedman, who's like the grandson of Milton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Son of David Friedman, I think. So he's like Milton Friedman's this big economist guy. Kind of free market economist, sort of.
The best joke from the Liberty Forum that David Friedman was at is, I can neither take credit for my father nor take blame for my son.
There you go.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So Patry has stepped down. This report from Brian Doherty over at Reason.com. So he's now running Future Cities Development Incorporated, dedicated to creating charter cities with their own governance systems within the borders of Honduras. Fast Company has a report on the effort, which, according to them, aims to create new cities from scratch, on land this time, governed by cutting-edge legal systems, they say. The startup may have found its first taker in Honduras, whose government amended its constitution in January to permit the creation of special autonomous zones exempt from local and federal laws.
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Future Cities has signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding to build a city in one such zone starting next year. Future Cities follows this approach, describing its mission as bringing Silicon Valley's spirit of innovation to the implementation of cutting-edge legal systems in new cities, most likely in the role of the city's master developer. Citing laissez-faire entrepots such as Hong Kong and Singapore as examples, the company's founders believe that strong property rights and business-friendly regulation are key to creating jobs, stimulating investment, and lifting millions out of poverty, a la China's special economic zones. Future Cities is modeling itself on charter cities, the brainchild of New York University economist Paul Romer. A charter city combines a host nation's vacant land, in this case Honduras, with the legal system and institutions of another, like Canada, and residents drawn from anywhere. Romer's central insight is that good governance is transplantable. Rather than wait for a basket case nation to come around begging, a charter city could help show it the way, like Hong Kong did for Deng Xiaoping. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly. So there's a little bit of news for you about what could turn out to be a very interesting development.
Sounds interesting to me. I'm looking at the weather.
I think that's the way.
You want to know what it is?
Why don't you tell us?
The interior highlands range from Tierra Templada. Would you like to roll your R's for this one?
Do you always have to roll your R's with this?
It's double R.
Yeah.
Tierra.
Okay. Tierra.
Tegucigalpa, and a sheltered valley, and an
just a little roll.
Is it? Tierra. What is it? Is Tierra. It 70s, 80s?
R con R cigarro, R con R barril, rápido, carros de ferro carril.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that's how you practice. So anyway, it means, let's see, RR cigar, RR barrel, RR, train, the cars in the train run
cigarro.
Fast. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, basically, 80. It's very temperate in that the climate seemed to stay the same. The warm month is 86 degrees near Tegucigalpa, and the cold month is 77.
Jeez.
Wow.
All right. So, Mark, Now, what was the first thing that you said to this as far as potential stumbling blocks for
us? My biggest concern with this would be, first off, I want to know they've got internet up and they got something for me to move into. But after that, once they get a city put in place, what happens if, I don't trust Honduras as a government. I don't trust most governments, but for some reason I trust banana republics less to come in with a gun and say, nice city, now pay us taxes.
Right. That then always what? Could happen, but I think it would be nice if these new governments, the people form there, or whatever kind of rules they decide on for themselves, are effective enough to defend against something like that. I mean, this
so
is
you want to go to war?
No. I just mean that. Oh well, okay. I see what you're saying. Eventually,
right. So then what?
Okay.
You know, when they come knocking for the the tax payment. Okay, sign a non-binding agreement, gringos. So now no binding.
It's nice that the Mexicans would come collect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know a Honduran accent? Can you do one for me?
I cannot.
I did
happen to know that the capital of Honduras was Tegucigalpa, and you guys just sat there doe-eyed during the break.
I've never even heard of that
place. I couldn't believe you could claim that.
It's a fun word, there's no doubt.
But I would like to see this tried out.
I think it's great.
I don't want to see any violence, but I do think it's right that if more of these places spring up, they will lead the way for other governments. Like, hey, we could lay off on the violence on these people a little bit. I think it would be great.
I think it's great. And what I think's the most exciting about this is they're talking about doing it like now. Not just this, oh, yes, it's ceased anything. We're going to do it out in the future someday, decades from now. Let's get money together for it. They're saying this is starting next year.
You can drive to Honduras, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I've got to admit, as a lily-livered gringo, I'm a little concerned about driving, through all the way through Mexico into deep into Central America. My rider van, whatever being pulled by a truck or something.
Well, while I'm not a big fan of war, I mean, there's nothing wrong with defending yourself against an aggressor. So, I mean,
it's not the life I want to live, though.
Right, but I don't think the Honduran government, like, I'm used to the U.S. Army. That's what I picture going to war. But
well, Honduran government isn't going to be as well staffed and well.
It's not like
armed.
World War III or anything where they're launching nukes at their own
probably not
town. That's not going
to
happen.
They're going to have a superior weaponry to the point that surrounding a small city state.
How do you know with all the money moving there?
Well, who knows? That's why I'm interested, very interested in this. I think it's intriguing.
It's
something that's happening. It's subject to the same objection about seasteading. Like, same thing with seasteading. What's to stop some country from coming in? But then again, people would say the same thing about New Hampshire.
Move.
What's to stop the feds from rolling in tanks here? That's always one of the big fears when it comes to this let's move together strategy. So we'll keep our eyes on this. More coming up tomorrow. See you then.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.